Good morning. I'm Diane Ryan from Kansas City. My question is, what is your opinion on the economics of ethanol, and just as a fuel additive, and as a potential investor, should I be looking at that industry?
Well, I don't know enough to answer the latter part. I know we don't, Charlie and I would not know enough to evaluate ethanol projects. We've been approached on them, and of course they're quite popular now, but in terms of figuring out what an ethanol plant is going to be earning on capital 5 or 10 years from now, it's far easier for us to figure out whether people are going to be drinking Coca-Cola or even eating See's candy, which I highly recommend. So it will depend on government policy. It will depend on a lot of variables that we're not particularly good at predicting. It's easy to raise money for it now. I mean, it's a popular item. You know, it's hot. And our general experience is that we don't look at things very much that are hot at any given time. I know nothing about the biochemistry or anything of the sort. I have a son who was head of the ethanol board in Nebraska, and if I notice that he suddenly starts getting richer than I am, you know, I will suspect that I should start looking at ethanol very hard. But so far, I haven't seen tangible evidence of that. There's no question ethanol usage is going to grow. I mean, that we will see. Generally speaking, agricultural processing business have not earned high returns on capital. I mean, if you look at Cargill, you look at ADM, you look at the big processors, that has not been a great business, you know. And ethanol could prove an exception, but I'm not sure how you gain a significant competitive advantage over time, you know, with any given ethanol plant. And if you get too many of them around, you know, it will not be a good thing when you're turning out a commodity. Charlie?
Well, my attitude is even more hostile than Warren's. I have just enough glimmers of thermodynamics left in me to suspect that that it takes more fossil fuel energy to create ethanol than you can get out of the ethanol you've created. If so, that's a very stupid way to try and solve an energy problem.
Well, considering my family situation, I would say I have friends who like ethanol and I have friends who don't like ethanol. And I want my position to be perfectly clear. I'm for my friends.